Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
Oh, Michelle, put that e-cigarette down.
Oh, do I have to? Why?
Well, I'll tell you why. I'm bringing it up. I'm obviously being facetious. We're talking about people who are addicted to smoking, and we want to know at least four good tips to quit smoking, finally, but trying to do it in a way that's more stress-free. And Dr. Coral Arvon is a cognitive behavioral therapist, an addiction specialist, and the director of behavioral health and wellness at the Pritikin Longevity Center and Spa, one of my favorite places to send my patients to be able to put it all together. So, Dr. Arvon, first, welcome to Her Radio. Michelle and I are so happy you're here to help us understand the four tips to quit smoking stress-free. And so I think one of the first ones sounds like about making plans before you quit, right?
Yes. Well, thank you, and I'm glad to be here. And the first thing is, before you do anything, you really have to have your desired outcome clear. You need to know what your outcome is. Do I really want to be smoke-free? Do I want to give up this habit? Do I want to be a prisoner of this habit? Obviously not. That would be the first thing. Then you have to have a plan. Okay.
And what does that plan look like?
For a stress-free plan, here's what I have my patients do. 2 weeks, record before we even quit the mood, where you are, what you're doing, when you want to smoke. I would call a pack track, a track of all the places and times you want to smoke. While you're doing that, save all your cigarette butts, sounds kind of disgusting, and it is, and put them in a jar of water, in a clear glass jar, because we're going to use that.
Oh, that sounds so awful, Coral,
but it's probably really
it's probably very effective. So what about the list of reasons people want to quit? Should they make a list?
Well, that's part of my plan is to write the 10 top reasons you want to quit and carry them around so that you'll have them as reminders. Okay.
And basically stick them in places where you can really, read them so that, don't hide it somewhere in your, in your Dropbox on your computer. Write them out, put them in your purse, put them everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's right in front of you.
You might put it on your phone.
Well, okay. What about paying attention to when you smoke, where, and with whom? It's that whole environmental thing.
That's exactly. The pack track. Okay, that's what you're writing down on the pack track. So you have an idea. This is part of the plan. You want to see where, when, and how you smoke, because in the next step, you're going to replace those with different behaviors. But first, you want to debunk all the myths. I need to go outside to smoke a cigarette to relax. Going outside to smoke a cigarette does not help you relax. In fact, it increases the anxiety and stimulates you. So we have to find other ways, other things to do. So that's where the pack track comes in handy. You're going to replace those. When you find out reasons and the places you go to smoke, we're going to have different places and different things to do, different strategies.
Okay? So what about picking a quit day?
Okay, so 2 weeks beforehand we do this, then we pick a quit day. We now have everything in hand. Also, we have our support team, which is a buddy, a coach, a therapist, somebody you can emotionally disclose to that would be available for you. And then we pick our quit day.
Dogs count too. Animals.
Absolutely.
Animals.
Anybody, anything.
Anything.
It doesn't matter.
Also, one more thing before we quit is we need to have a list of urges. I mean, dealing with urges. For example, when you have an urge, I like to look at it as a wave. Learn to ride the wave. This too shall pass. It only lasts a few minutes. So how to deal with urges is part of your plan. Okay, then you pick your quit day. And you examine your plan, and you start your plan, and see if it's working. And then you have to go back in 30 days and reevaluate. And if everything's going smoothly, you won't think about cigarettes anymore.
Now, you know, I heard something, Dr. Arvan, that was very interesting. Michelle, I think you and I were talking about this the other day. There's a brand new study that showed that there are new apps that are out there that will motivate you and that will give you these affirmations about giving up smoking so that it's always kind of front and center in your life. And so it's not just one of these things where you feel like you're alone. Literally, your iPhone, I guess iPad, whatever, is sort of talking to you and keeping you company. So I think, Michelle, you said when Dr. Arvan was talking about having a support team that even the devices work. Well, now we're starting to get research that says that it's actually true. It's like a little high-tech coaching. Dr. Arvan, what do you think about that?
Oh, absolutely. And there's so many coming out now. But what I've been doing for the longest time is just putting down on the alarm on the iPhone, having people for every 2 hours say, I am no longer a smoker, I am free. I am no longer a smoker, I am free. Whatever it is, so that they can, you know, they hear the alarm, they see it. But some of the apps that are coming out are really wonderful. Absolutely. Anything you can do with positive affirmations.
Yeah, that's all. I mean, it's all part of this. And I think, too, you know, there's hypnosis, which we know has worked for some people, and I think that's just more affirmation again, right?
That I use that also.
Which has really been a great thing. And I will say this, that I know a lot of women who have quit smoking, and they picked a day that was significant to them. So a day where maybe they lost a loved one who smoked. And that's the day that they target to quit, because it really helps motivate them even more.
Yeah, that works well for some people, having a certain day that's significant and means something.
Absolutely. I had one of my patients actually had a DUI, they took that citation they got from the police officer and the rest of it, they literally framed it and kept it close to them, because guess what? It's a very scary thing, scary thing. And it's also, it's a serious thing. Let's quit playing around. This is serious.
Well, I want to know why people are still smoking, right? We know that it causes cancer, and it's so hard to believe that people are still smoking.
Isn't it amazing? Just like drinking or anything else or drugs, people know that they'll die from it, but it doesn't seem to be enough to motivate them to quit.
Right.
The other thing that's really important is women get not just cancer, but it's women who have very, very fragile lungs, and they end up with what? Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and they die of that and all the complications thereof, and it's a horrible thing. So, you know,
absolutely.
Michelle, it just blows your mind. I mean,
I know.
But, you know, a lot of women are using it to keep their appetite
thin,
in check.
Right. Stay thin.
They're going to gain weight if they don't quit.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
But
all these things.
But the thing is, the number one reason people don't quit is fear. They're afraid they're going to end up in a fetal position.
Oh,
it's like giving up your best friend, and it's not true at all. That doesn't happen. The physical sensations go away in a few days, and then the psychological a few days more, and then your body starts healing. But the fear of what will happen to them, I always tell people we have to work at it one day at a time. Focus on today, how you're feeling today. You can get through today, and before you know it, they feel better being smoke-free.
Okay,
it's
could
really
you just
easy.
Give us a one-liner on the, you know, okay. So what we're really interested in is making certain that everyone knows out there that there are, you know, stress-free ways to be able to quit smoking. We want to thank Dr. Coral Arvan, who is the director of the Behavioral Health and Wellness Center at the Pritikin Longevity Spa and Center, and the website is pritikin.com. Thank you so much, Dr. Arvan. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Now, don't forget, make plans for quitting, pick a quit day, and good luck. You can do it. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.